And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. We're talking about Father's Day. We just did a little beer can chicken, and now we're going to hit some maybe some appetizer sides and all that other good stuff that Dad may like. And it's a little bit of fussing around, but you know what? It's Dad's Day, and it's worth it.
So. Yeah, that's the love part. Some extras. We all love grilling asparagus.
Oh, one of my favorite vegetables to grill.
Yep.
Absolutely,
so
no question.
So what you can do is you can marinate them, if you like, in Italian dressing.
Zesty Italian. Yep. So simple, right out of the bottle in a baggie. Roll them around in there, let them set for 15 minutes, grill them.
But if you want to go a little extra, you can do that and then wrap them in bacon, or just wrap them after you wash them and dry them in bacon. It'll be easier to get the bacon to stick if you don't have that oil on them. But you just basically get some thin, basic bacon, and you spiral wrap it. And
are you doing one stalk, or are you doing two or three stalks of asparagus?
One.
So it's one bacon, one stalk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And go through more bacon, but it's better.
You do, but it looks so cool when you get done with it.
Right.
It's like a bacon treat for Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the asparagus in there. So it's a wonderful combination.
And just a little, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole here just a little bit. If Dad likes a Bloody Mary, okay, you make Dad a Bloody Mary and you stick a bacon-wrapped asparagus inside of a Bloody Mary, you have just taken that thing to the complete next level.
Pretty good presentation.
Oh, yeah. And the cool part about the bacon is when you're grilling it, you're going to roll it only once or twice. Don't handle it a lot on the asparagus, so it'll unwind.
Right.
Right? So the key to when you wrap anything in bacon, the key is don't handle it a lot.
Well, the other key is when you get done wrapping it, you're going to have that end.
Right.
Make sure when you place it on the grill, that loose end is down on the grate.
Right.
Because it'll weld itself to the other piece, and then you won't have that problem.
Right.
Matter of fact, all along that first seam, everything there will be cauterized.
Right.
So it just doesn't tend to, and so you're absolutely right. Don't touch it too much.
Right.
Let it get a little crispy on that side before you think about turning it.
Because as it cooks, it seals itself together, what Bob's saying, and then you can handle it and it won't hurt it. You certainly want to turn it at least once because the top won't get as done as the bottom does, so you got to roll it once,
yep.
But not a bunch of times.
No.
And just watch it.
Maybe
you know when bacon's
times.
Done.
Yep.
If you're listening to this show, you're eating bacon, right? So you know when bacon's done.
So this is one of your favorite things, and Chef Jeff made it for us.
Yep.
Stuffed dates.
Yeah, and you know, you can buy these things year-round. They're popular during the holidays, the Christmas holidays. But a date is a piece of dried fruit, okay? And they come pitted or with the pits in. Get the ones without the pits because you don't want to eat those anyway. And then when the pit is removed, there's a little hole inside, right? A little place you can stuff some really good stuff. I like gorgonzola cheese,
yes.
Blue cheese,
yes,
right? And because you get a little salty tang,
yep.
The sweet from the fruit, and then we're talking about bacon wrapping now is the third function here. Half a slice. Wrap it around there once. Stick toothpick through this one. And just set them on the grill, cook them. The blue cheese is edible right out of the package, so is the date. So all you want to do is cook bacon.
And you can substitute blue cheese if you have people that don't like it. You can do feta.
Yep.
Stuff's real nice. Goat cheese works great.
Right. Mozzarella, that works good too. Anything that doesn't get too liquidy as it gets hot.
Anything that's cheese.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But just cook those enough to do the bacon, and you'll be good. You'll be good.
Those are so tasty.
Oh, yeah.
You can also take a pecan, half a pecan, and slide it in there and wrap it in bacon. And then you're not. Then you're, it's actually a little more protein, and less likely to make an oozy mess.
Right.
And great combination. So you can then wrap your little bit of bacon around it with the pecan in it. You're going to have to be tricky getting that
strategic with your
getting
with
that toothpick through
toothpick,
there.
Right.
But that is a fantastic combination.
Yep.
Do you like grilling potatoes?
You know, I'm not patient enough to grill potatoes that are whole. I mean, that's a baked potato, right? And they take an hour. So I slice them thin, and I'll put them on the soak them in a little salt water to get some of the starch out of them, because they crisp up better when you do that. And then I'll put them on the grill as little wafers and season them up, probably rub them in some Old World Olive Company oil before I do that, just to get my seasoning to stick, and so they don't stick to my grill surface.
Mm-hmm. Another chance to get a little gift for Dad, there are grilling baskets you can purchase, and they're going to look like a cake pan with holes in the bottom and handles on the end.
Yeah.
Get one big enough that you can lay out all those potatoes on that.
Right.
And then when it's time to flip them, you grab the handles on each side and you just sort of give it a toss. Doesn't matter if you flip them perfectly or not,
right?
But what you don't want to do is burn them, right?
Well, and what you word up on that, okay? Because I might be speaking from experience. All right, those handles are going to be hotter than hell. Okay, don't just grab them and flip them. Put some gloves on or something. You can't flip it with tongs, right? You're doing one at a time. What Bob's saying is, I'm just saying safety tip there because those are hotter than hell. No matter what handles they got on there, they get hot.
And basic baking gloves, baking mittens, anything like that will work at a grill. You don't have to go and buy a grill mitt necessarily, unless you're using a smoker. And then I would tell you also not to do that. I'd go get welding gloves.
Right. And that's only for handling the fire side, not the food. I got one more. I'm going to call it shrimp kaboom, baby. I like shrimp skewers. They're not too hard to cook, but they're kind of fun if you jazz them up a little bit. I'm sure that some of you have had that. It's around the holidays where you set out a brick of cream cheese, and then you take that jalapeno jelly, and it comes in red or it comes in green.
Raspberry, apple, whatever you
like. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take
pepper jelly.
Right, yeah. I'm going to take raw shrimp, okay? And I'm going to thaw them out, take the shells off, and I'm going to put them on two skewers, not one, because shrimp slide around if you only put them on one skewer, but you run two through that shrimp, then you got like a little raft that it's on, and you can flip it real easy because you do want to turn shrimp. But I'm going to put those on a skewer, maybe a piece of pineapple in between them. So I got a shrimp, a pineapple chunk, and a shrimp.
And that looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really good. And then I'm going to put those on the grill with your favorite barbecue seasoning, whatever it is.
So time out. When you what are you going to put on these shrimp after you skewer them? Are you going to put any kind of oil on them?
I was just going to say the barbecue seasoning, whatever it is, with a little oil to make it stick.
Okay.
The seasoning to stick to the shrimp, but the shrimp won't stick to the grill.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Okay.
Because they tend to want to.
They do. Yeah, they do. They're again, a very delicate flesh. Right. This is not a long grill. You're going to get a minute on each side, and you're going to be done.
Yeah.
But when I flip from the first side to the second, I take that jelly and I baste it on top of the side I just got cooked. And what'll happen is while that other side is cooking, it gets a little tacky. Right. So it'll stick to it. And once again, I love food that comes with a handle. Right. So you got these skewers. You just serve them that way. People can hang on. They've only been on the grill a minute or two. They're not going to get hot. You can hand them to people.
And that's going to be right over the fire.
Right. Yep.
Yes.
Right over the fire.
And if you got a wood fire or charcoal fire, even better.
Right. Yep.
That natural smoke
adds a flavor component.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is different.
Yeah.
And if you find yourself a good charcoal, go to your whoever you're getting your spices and stuff from and see what kind of charcoal they have, and buy a bag of real lump charcoal.
Right.
You can handle the heat.
Yeah, you won't regret it.
If you don't want the heat, you can just use briquettes, and they're cooler. They'll save you a third of the heat.
Right. Yeah, you go from 800 to 1200 with the lump, but it's if you know how to do it, it's the only way to cook.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, because you can sear things, you put it off the side when you want to sear at the end, put it right back on that heat, and it's just a great finish. Just gives you texture.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming up next, maybe some gifts for dad are what you want to do as opposed to cooking for him. So we're going to cover that. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.